Hello, and welcome to Networking Unleashed, Building Profitable Connections. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm your host, Michael Foreman, and you're listening to the podcast where networking is more than just awkward handshakes and bad coffee. It's an art and a talent. But here's the twist. It's an art and talent you can actually learn. Yes, even if you're the person hiding in the corner at every event, pretending to check emails. Networking isn't just a nice skill to have, it's a game changer. And when you get good at it, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. More connections, more opportunities, more profits. It's like unlocking a cheat code for life. So whether you're the life of the party or the just let me stay home and text type, we've got something for you. So stick around and let's turn those awkward small talk moments into big wins. I've got a guest today. He's a very interesting guest. His name is Serge Wacha, and he's an author of Book Sales Mastery Guide, Business Growth Strategist, and Servant Leader. So before I go any further into his background, Serge, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, Michael. Thanks so much for having me here. First of all, I would like to wow, the intro is really good. It's really good about networking. So just a few words about myself. I like to define myself as I'm still a child into my head, no? I'm a dreamer, a really dreamer since the moment I'm born and until now I'm still a dreamer. But again, yes, I'm an author just because I decide a bit to change or to bring something into this life when it comes to selling because of some past experience, not good experience sometimes. Not sometimes we remember stuff when they are not working properly. So I decided to do something about it. This is why I wrote that book, Sales Mastery Guide. But yes, I started as a normal person, young guy born in Cameroon, in Africa, Central Africa, where I had some challenge at the beginning to work because in every part of the world, I think people, they start working at 1 year old or maybe two maximum. But it took me 4 years to be able to even just stand up and start doing stuff. Start also playing with my siblings because I'm the fourth born of a family of five, right? Looking other playing and all those stuff, it was not that easy. Then I've been successful to start working, going to school. Then my parents judged at the certain stage that it was good for me to go abroad to study. So I went to Italy, where I took all, let's say, the diploma there. And I start working in a bank environment, then as a salesperson. And currently I'm consulting also several telecom company, helping them for topic related to strategies, sustainability, and all those things. Yeah, so this is where I am today. And yes.
Very nice, Serge. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Your book, Sales Mastery Guide, dives deep into the sales process. How do you see networking as a key factor in mastering sales?
I would like even to say that networking will be the number one priority in sales. Now, AI, people are saying AI is the next electricity, right? When we started internet a long time ago, 2020, 2000, or maybe a little bit before, everyone was jumping in and it changed the game completely. Now, AI is doing the same. Pretty much, we are still at the beginning, but we never know where we are going to go, how far we will go with this. Networking become essential. People sell to people. It's always a human connection first, because yes, you need to trust people to be able to do business with them. People need to see you before they start doing business with you. People sometimes we need to hear from you because before they start doing business with you, it becomes extremely important to really master it.
You hit the nail right on the head with networking. Networking has a mantra. If they know you, if they like you, if they trust you, then they'll do business with you. And
Correct.
you just hit the nail right on the head. What are the top three networking strategies that have directly contributed to your business growth?
I will say the first one, the most important one, is the capability, or because it's something also that can be learned, the capability of someone to listen first. Because when you approach someone, even if you are good in asking questions, talking about yourself, you need also to be able to listen to that person. Listening. People sometimes, I like the quote, when I was into the bank industry, we love to say people look but they don't see. They hear but they don't listen. Right? You need to listen. Listening is extremely important. Then when you listen to someone, it's normal, empathy, all those type of quality are also extremely important. But being also able to ask genuine question to people, right? A lot of people like to say, people like to talk about themselves, but sometimes not, because maybe you can be in front of an introvert person, but they have a lot to share. How do you make sure that person can really network with you, can connect with you, can, yes, it's extremely important also to know how to ask your question, to know how to connect with people in that angle also. And again, attending also to event, right? Let's say in some events in industry or these type of things can really help to be able to network with people. It can be either into your industry or into different industry, as soon as it can bring you some kind of value, or you want to bring something to that environment. So, yes.
You hit the nail right on the head. I can probably talk to you for 3 hours about networking, but what you're talking about is active listening. And if you listen to the person you're talking with, they truly believe that you are paying attention to them and not to something else. So if you
Exactly.
listen to them and then pause after you listen, that pause becomes so significant because you're actually listening to them and you respond to to what they were saying, not the next thing that you wanted to say, but to what they were saying. So it goes a very long way. Many professionals struggle with follow-ups. What's your advice on turning a networking conversation into a long-term business relationship?
Talking about follow-up first will be like, it's a bit like, I don't know, I like to use parallel stories, no? So let me use one related to a relationship, for example, between people. Or maybe that a young guy want to date another young lady. The lady is cute, really cute. And the lady gave him the chance to approach, right? To approach her. And he start, yes, he do his stuff well, extremely well. So the lady want to see him again, or probably there is an exchange of Instagram or WhatsApp, or those young guys use TikTok, or I don't know, something, a contact, a details. Then at a certain stage, the guy do not follow up. What can happen after that? Nothing will happen, right? Because if you don't follow up on something, on an opportunity that has been on your table 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago, 1 hour ago, your chance reduce, right? To be able to achieve something. Follow-up are extremely important. Now, talking about networking in that sense, following up within the networking, let me put it also in another angle. For example, in a networking environment, I don't know if it makes sense what I'm currently saying. In any case, you are going to cut some pages and add, no? You're going to mount, right? You're
It's
going to
making
edit it.
perfect sense. You're making perfect sense.
Okay. In networking and environment, for example, how do people need to follow up, or what will be? Oh, please repeat the question again so I make sure that I'm really answering to.
What's a many professionals struggle with follow-ups. Now, I personally believe that the follow-up is almost more important than actually making contact. But many professionals struggle with follow-ups. What's your advice on turning a networking conversation into a long-term business relationship?
Okay, perfect. I can give some value to people based on my experience, especially into sales, especially into how you connect with people first. You use networking to follow up, but most importantly, why it's so important. In different environments, let me use an example for an international sales, for example. Someone, for example, living in Paris and doing business with someone in UK or maybe in Canada or in Germany, this type of example. Being able not only to make sure the person with whom you are talking can trust you, being able also to make sure that, again, following up on what you started help to grow the business. Help on also to understand how stuff currently are, the type of services you were offering, for example, in the sales environment, the type of services I was offering. The follow-up is extremely important. How the customer feel about it. What type of feedback do I get from it? If it's a product, it's still the same. If it's just like a consultative setting, I'm your partner, I'm your advisor for this type of service or for what you're trying to do, for the type of strategy you are trying to put together. How is it going? What are your next steps? Where do you still want to go? Again, you build confidence, you build trust, and for a long period of time, your customer, that prospect, become, let's say, the customer for your life. I like to call it, it's like you serve people when you're doing that way. You help them. You nurture something that is going to last forever.
Yeah, you're always looking to give rather than receive. And if
Correct.
you go with that
Always.
thought in mind, then you'll never fail. You'll never fail. But you've been successful to this point. What's a networking mistake that you see sales professionals and make, and how can they fix it?
The first one I will say is the first one definitely mistake that I probably it cost me a lot of deals is always linked to the fact that you don't listen. I was not listening. It's extremely important. So that one is the number one mistake. If you don't listen to the people close to you, in front of you, or the person you're calling partner today, or probably, I don't know, your customer, whoever, if you don't listen, is the beginning of the end because you will go nowhere with that, really nowhere. So, folks, it's extremely important to listen. Listen, ask genuine question, rephrase, do whatever you can so the people can understand that you care. You care about what they're telling you. You care about what they are asking you. And always provide value, right? Help provide value is extremely important. That one is the number one mistake that people need to avoid. And that one was my mistake. I was just pushing.
In my earlier days, that was my number one mistake. I didn't listen. I heard them, but I wasn't listening to what they said. I was thinking about the next thing that I had to say and try to get my points across rather than listening to them. So that's very good. Can you share a personal story where a single networking connection impacted your career?
Oh, yes. Back in, let's say, 10 years ago, coming from a, let's say, a finance environment to another type of industry was like, Serge, are you going to succeed to do that? What will be the challenge? What are the challenges that you are going to face? Are you sure? Are you certain that you are going to overcome this type of challenge? So I still remember extremely well, it was in Italy. We went to see, let's say, a top three of a company there. During, let's say, that meeting, that simple presentation, or during just the way the verbal, the non-verbal communication, everything happening into that room, I secure my seat into the company I was working for, let's say, a couple more years. How? We are talking about networking. We are talking about understanding the culture of people, understanding the way they behave, because it's extremely important. How you need to show respect, how you need to structure sometimes your argumentation, how you need to listen. Yet we all say it's extremely important to listen. How do we listen, right? How do we make sure? Because in France, in Germany, in Canada, in UK, and I don't know, in Africa, it's not the same. It's not the same way. That day, just because I understood a bit of culture, just because I was able to also communicate in a particular way, it changed my career forever, forever. Because the person said, the CEO said of that company that day, finally, after 12 years, there is someone listening. There is someone who cares. I was just sitting on the table like that. Good job. But it changed everything for me from that moment. Everything I'm still doing as of today, it's linked to that event.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. And what a nice story. If you want, for somebody new to networking, how can they approach high-level decision makers without feeling intimidated?
It's normal to feel intimidated. This is the first thing. And this is the first good news also, because the more you are going to be intimidated, probably you will think twice, or you may want to get prepared first before doing anything, because preparation is key in everything we do. It's extremely good to be well prepared, to give your best. Again, we are talking about giving your best also, to be able to approach that person and to make sure you can serve, you can give to that person one of the best that you have. Now, I still remember when I was young, in high school, there is always, you don't play basketball, you don't play football, you're an introvert, you're always on your side. And there is always that beautiful lady into the high school that you would like also to date, right? To take to the promo. And you're like, no, why me? How can I do? How she will be looking maybe for someone playing football or for someone at the highest level. How do I do it? Then you decide to do it and to be yourself, to be authentic. And you found out that she said yes. Again, that CEO, that top level, those C people can, they are all human. As we are, they have the same fear as we do have. It's just a matter of saying to yourself, I can do this. I can do this. And be authentic, be yourself. Get prepared. Make sure you serve, make sure you give, and you will see.
Confidence. Confidence is key. And once you're confident with yourself, you can then go out to others and show your confidence. So that's a number one, that's
Absolutely.
a very important factor that I go across stages and companies and say, confidence begins with you, and then you bring to
Oh,
others.
this is
So
really true.
you emphasize servant leadership. How does that philosophy shape the way you build and nurture your network?
Approaching people with the idea of helping them. It's extremely good. It's not just doing something because you're expecting something. It's really being aligned with that. It's extremely important. Again, even our customer, our people, the people we are networking with, they feel it, no? They feel if you're just playing a game, or you're just doing like an act of Walt Disney or whatever, they feel it, right? Be yourself, be authentic, serve, help, give value. This is where being a servant leader to me also means a lot. And I think we, It's something we should all, you can be at the top of the company or at the lowest level. The more you are at the top, the more servant you need to become for people to grow, for your company to grow, or for people also around you to feel like we are part of this, right? So it's extremely important.
You have to let others grow. If you want to be an important leader or a leader amongst leaders, you have to let others grow to become leaders. And then so you're always giving, you're never receiving. And so that's very important. What are some practical ways business leaders can provide value to their network without expecting immediate returns? What we were just talking about.
I can give another example, but mostly link, let's say, to marketing, right? Because it's something that is extremely used in marketing. Leaders, maybe, how do I do? Let me talk about myself because I'm not a good example, but I've seen some few things have succeeded, in some other failed. I don't know. But helping people understand, or helping the team, or helping people you're networking with, to understand the importance of being the first into the mind of someone else. When they think about you, what is the first word? What is the first word coming into their mind? What is that word? It's extremely important. Everyone should have a first word when it comes to who is Serge? When they hear about Serge, what is that one word, right? In marketing, I know a lot of companies use these type of things, but if I can give, let's say, a practical thing to people listening, what is that one word that people define you with, or how you want to be seen, perceived as? Work on it first. If that one word, it's like towards people, serving, helping, giving, for sure they will always remember you in a good way. If that one word also is on the opposite, then for sure they are going to remember you in that sense also, right? But yes, work on that one word that you want to put in the mind of the people you're networking with. It's extremely important.
That is extremely important and very well said. And just to wrap this up, if you had to give one golden rule for building profitable and meaningful connections, what would it be?
Serve. One word, serve. Serve people. To the sales environment and everything we do every day is matter of selling, not only into companies, but also as a human being, right? We always sell. We always try to say to someone, hey, I have this for you. You don't need it yet, probably you will need it. But serve. This is the most important. Serve people. Serve, and then you will sell later. Serve first, give value, help, serve people. This will be the world.
Very well said. Serge, I can't tell you how thankful I am that you have come on to the podcast. You enlightened me and hopefully all of my listeners. And where is the best way, if we wanted to get hold of you, whether they wanted you to coach or to work for them or whatever the case may be, where would they get hold of you?
All the social media, especially Instagram, Strategies by Serge Waka. I do share tips to help people succeed in business, succeed in sales from different industries. So every week I share some tips. Hey, if you're struggling to do this, just try this technique or this strategy or whatever. So in all the social media, Instagram, Strategies by Serge Waka. They can find me there, definitely.
Very good. Serge, thank you again. I had a great time listening to all of your insights. And just thank you again. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael, for having me. Thank you for the amazing lesson also I've learned talking to you with you today.
You're
Thank you.
welcome. Well, hold on, folks. Don't go anywhere. Let me just read a few of our sponsors that we have. Struggling to reach success? Maybe it's time to quit. In Quit Your Way to Success by Rodney Davis, This reveals 27 steps to breaking bad habits that hold you back. This powerful book helps you rewire your mindset, take control of your actions, and turn setbacks into stepping stones. With real-life examples, motivational quotes, and actionable lessons, especially for sales professionals. You'll gain the tools to quit, what's stopping you, and start winning. Transform your future today. So Quit Your Way to Success by Rodney Davis, available now on Amazon. And this is a nonprofit called Revved Up Kids. This is something I believe in wholeheartedly. Revved Up Kids is on a mission to protect children and teens from sexual abuse, exploitation, and trafficking. They provide prevention training programs for children, teens, and adults. To learn more, go to revvedupkids.org. That's REVVEDUPKIDS.org. Well, that's a wrap, folks. A huge thank you to our special guest for sharing such incredible insights today. And of course, a big shout out to you, our amazing listeners, for tuning in and spending your time with us. Remember, networking isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. So take what you've learned today, get out there, and make some meaningful connections. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with someone who could use a little networking inspiration. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or my website, michaelaforeman.com. Remember, until next time, keep practicing, keep connecting, and keep building those relationships. This is Michael A. Foreman signing off. Take care and happy networking.